Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And you're very welcome to Travel Talk, coming to you this evening from the Hilton Frankfurt City Centre. And I'm very happy to be joined by Mark Schneiders, the General Manager. Mark, how are you?
Thank you very much, Ed, and thank you for having me. It's an honour to be part of this and to have you with us in Frankfurt today.
25 years, Mark, you're celebrating the Hilton here.
Yes, we're entering 2023, our anniversary year next year. So it's going to be a very special year for us, celebrating 25 years of Hilton hospitality in Frankfurt.
And now you actually started your career here. This is like a full circle for you, is it?
You could exactly say it like that. It's indeed. I started 25 years ago exactly in this hotel and then moved around for Hilton a little bit through Europe and before coming back a few years ago as a general manager of this hotel. And it's been a homecoming, you could say so. Yeah.
Of course, I mean, the Hilton brand really, is synonymous with luxury. You have lots of different brands now.
Yeah.
This one, I suppose, here would be for me. I always feel very at home here. There's a lovely warm atmosphere. It's a big hotel, beautiful glass lifts here. It's a great place to be for Christmas.
It is an excellent place to be for Christmas. First of all, you're located in the heart of all of it, just a stroll away from the Christmas markets and the city center. I believe you described the hotel very well. It's a spectacular, stunning building from the architecture, 50 meters high glass atrium. But at the same time, we've done a lot in the past years to bring also a certain level of coziness into the hotel, whether it's into our rooms or our gastronomy, and I believe you could not stay at a better place when visiting Frankfurt.
And of course, Mark, just on Frankfurt itself, I discovered Frankfurt a good few years ago. I know it's been called Bankfurt, it's been called Manhattan, it's a huge financial district here and financial services industry. But the old town here, the museums, the shopping, even you're a hub here. I remember I visited Heidelberg. I did a lovely day trip from here. It has so much to offer. Sometimes people don't realize that it's a great city. It's a city break destination.
Yes, absolutely, Ed. And I think the last years have been really instrumental in also changing a little bit that image because you're right. Also, when I arrived from the Netherlands 25 years ago, friends and relatives asked me, why would you go to Frankfurt? It's only a financial industry there. But Frankfurt has so much more to offer and has really also over the past years developed. What many people don't know is that actually Frankfurt is an incredibly green city. It has not only a wonderful green belt around the city where the former city wall of Frankfurt would be, but it also has the largest city forest of any city in Germany. It has, like you said, excellent connections to places like Heidelberg or also the Rheingau winery areas, which are all very easy reachable by train from Frankfurt. So whether it is a weekend Frankfurt or a starting point to explore the surroundings of Frankfurt, I think it's a great place to be.
Yeah, and the museums are incredible here. If anybody likes culture as well, of course, you have music museums, iconic museums, but there's serious, works of art to be seen here in the city, aren't there?
No, absolutely. I think it is primarily the museum's embankment around the Main River, where you find 25 different museums, but also throughout the city. And I think the museum selection of Frankfurt is incredibly diverse. So you will find something which is ideal for families like the Senckenberg Museum, a museum of really a nature history with a life. It would basically a sculpture of a dinosaurs in the same height, but you will also find master museums like the Stedel, where you find the masters. They've hosted Picasso, Van Gogh, Rembrandt. You'll find museums of modern art. Frankfurt is the birthplace of Goethe, one of the most famous writers and poets that Germany has. You can visit his birth house. So there's a lot to explore on that front, indeed. Yeah.
And very interesting because, of course, they're celebrating Picasso's 50th anniversary next year, so it'd be a great time to check out some of his lovely stuff here.
Absolutely.
Also, I discovered Apfelwein when I was here before, and I discovered the green sauce right now. You're talking about Frankfurt being a fabulous green city, but the green sauce is unique here as well, isn't it? And the Apfelwein.
Yes, absolutely. And the Frankfurter. Many people take the Frankfurter for granted, but I think that's actually the most famous
obvious one.
Absolutely. And I think that's also the great connection to Manhattan, as we like to refer to Frankfurt as a mini version of Manhattan. Manhattan, you know, you'll find the incredible sausage, but indeed apple cider. And I think that if you really would describe Frankfurt, it is a bit of a city of contrast. So you arrive here, you see this imposing skyline. But if you go down to the different neighborhoods, you'll find these really local, almost rural restaurants where you find indeed the Frankfurt style schnitzel served with green sauce. You'll find, they call it hand cheese with music, a cheese dish, which is very famous. And indeed, the apple cider, which you can drink pure or you can sweeten it or sour it, basically.
Yeah, and what I couldn't believe as well was the value for money, because we were trying lots of the lovely local wines. Yes. Now, I mean, just all sort of different wines and the white ones they make here. And just fabulous value. When you go to the markets here, they have, I mean, the Christmas markets, they're the real ones as well, the real deal.
Yeah.
Great food, as you said there, but also fabulous for like Christmas decorations, of
course.
And wouldn't I like the real stuff? Yeah. Germany does the real ones.
No. Oh, absolutely. And I think the Christmas markets, and we've missed those obviously in the past 2 years. So this year is an even more exciting time to have the Christmas markets really back in full swing and even bigger than ever. There are 14 Christmas markets in Frankfurt, actually. The most famous one is obviously the one at the Römer Square around the city hall, set in the old town of Frankfurt with over 200 booths. And like you said, incredible culinary experience, really the rooted German and Frankfurt dishes you find there, but also great decoration and handcraft.
Brilliant. Now, what I discovered here, and from what's interesting, Mark, over the past 3 years, I know you've been transforming the hotel here. Now, I remember when I was here before, which was just more than 3 years ago, I suppose it was more of a conventional hotel. What I'm seeing now is, I suppose, much more of an urban environment, experiential, softer hotel. And you've done amazing stuff, even with the furnishings and stuff. When I went to the room, I was very impressed. It's such a lovely decor there. You've done a lot in the last 3 years, haven't you?
Yes, we haven't sat still, to be honest. And I think you describe it very well. When we opened 25 years ago, you know, the hotel was a very conventional, international Hilton-affiliated hotel. And obviously, we're still Hilton-affiliated. But I believe that also the travelers have changed over time. And they want to grasp something of the destination also when traveling to hotels. So while we are still having standards that come with a premium brand as Hilton, we've really localized the experience and made it much more unconventional. Whether it is the decor of the rooms, which are much more homey, residential, and not as a stereotype, as well as the lobby and the gastronomy of the hotel.
Yeah, and well, I mean, I joined your Hilton Honors Club has been going for years, right? And I joined it a long time ago. And you've great little perks with that.
Yes.
I mean, if you book the executive rooms here, you get extra perks. Just on that for people, I think that's sometimes a little best kept secret about
it. It is indeed. I mean, Hilton Honors is really the world's leading loyalty program. And I believe we really give, in, like you said, great perks, whether it is that you can use our executive lounge facilities, you're eligible for great upgrades to room types, you get other perks like breakfast, a complimentary early check-in or a late check-out, preferred reservation modus. So there's a lot of things to say to join for the program of Hilton Honors, especially if you're a frequent traveler.
Yeah, and it's lovely as well. I think the way you do, you also get the happy hour, which I think is lovely.
Yes.
You know, the executive lounge, I have abused it on occasion, Mark, I won't lie to you.
No, but that's where that's exactly at what it's
from
for.
So you get lovely complimentary drinks and it's lovely, beautiful food and things. So, I mean, I think that's a really great plus actually about the Hilton group.
Absolutely. No, and that is what it's for our travelers. So there can't be any talk about abuse. That comes with the Hilton Honors status.
The other thing that's really great about Frankfurt for us in Ireland, Mark, is that the accessibility, of course, we have direct flights here. And I mean, hopping on the train, the Frankfurt card, which I always recommend people to get, great value for, you know, for free travel on all public transport and big discounts on museums and stuff.
Yes.
But great accessibility from Ireland, and that makes it so much easier to get here, doesn't it?
No, absolutely. It's, you know, we have a continental Europe's largest airport here. Indeed, we're an airport hub, and it's not only for business travelers, but even more so for leisure travelers coming to Germany or to Frankfurt. The good thing is also the airport is really a stone throw away from the city. So once you arrive at the airport, you only need a few, maybe 15 minutes by public transport to arrive in the heart of Frankfurt. It's easy access. I'm more a foot person in the city, and I have to say Frankfurt offers that as well. It's a city that strikes you by the skyline, and you believe this is really a city of a magnitude. But it's also, when you get to explore Frankfurt, it also resembles a village, and you can do a lot by foot. But there's excellent public transport for those who rather prefer that. Yes.
Yeah, brilliant. And I think as well, I mean, coming up next year, there's a lot happening here. I know you're famous for a wonderful book fair that happens here every year as well. Irish people love their books and stuff. Yeah. I was there a few years ago. Amazing. I mean, a fantastic one. You have lots of interesting conventions and seminars and stuff happening this year and next year as well. So, I mean, COVID is over, I guess, now. I mean, I know we still use masks a little bit here on trains and stuff, but it's brilliant to be back into the full swing of things again, isn't it?
No, it is. It is brilliant. I think we've really, in the past 2 years, learned that what we've taken for granted when it felt like it was taken away from you all of a sudden, that these are the things we miss, the things we're talking about, going to a Christmas market, going to a museum, going into a theater. Frankfurt also has wonderful theaters, also international theaters, like the English Theater. You know, having a nice coffee with friends, all these things were all of a sudden not possible anymore, and people are really embracing it again, that it's possible, especially Frankfurt. Book Fair we hosted only a few weeks back, and it was a spectacular success to have all these publishers from all over the world back to Frankfurt.
Yeah, absolutely. So Mark, brilliant to talk to you. For people that want to get, I know there's lots of different special offers and different deals going, where's the best place for them to check out the Frankfurt Hotel?
Definitely on our website, www.frankfurt.hilton.com. That is the easiest way to get the best deal, also for members of Hilton Honors, but also for non-members. So you'll find the best deal straight on our own website.
Brilliant, Mark. Well, I must say, you're looking very healthy. I can't believe 25 years. You must have started when you were about six or something. You're looking very youthful there. So I wish you, the next 25 will be as good.
Thanks so much. It was hard work to keep that up.
Brilliant. Mark, thanks a million for talking to us this evening.
Thanks so much,
Ed,
and thanks for having me.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands, because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.